thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, 88. It's going to be muggy, too, with a heat index in the low to mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Good morning, y'all, from the Sunrise Show. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI. Got your host, James J. Maloff here. Thank you so much for joining me, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your Friday. Happy Friday. You're to the weekend. You made it. Congratulations. You got great music coming up to celebrate it. We got some Montgomery Gentry, Luke Combs, Vince Gill all on the way for you. And we certainly want to start our show by thanking our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them when they open their doors at 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Let's take a look at our national day of calendars for today and this weekend. We'll dive into a little bit of news and get right into some new music for you. We got some new music coming up. It is National Motorcycle Day on this July 12th, 2024. The calendar skipped on me. Ron Burgundy that, where I just read what was in front of me. It is July 12th, and it is National Motorcycle Day. Enjoy. Be safe out there. Look out for not just a good day for riders out there, but all of us in vehicles, and keeping an eye out for bike riders. Wear a helmet, guys. National Pecan Pie Day. Or Pecan Pie Day, however you prefer. I did know a person who wouldn't eat the pie if you didn't say it the way that they said it. And I thought that was one of the more ridiculous things. But yep, that's a pecan, however you like to say it. Go ahead and enjoy it today. National Hair Creators Day. Hair creators, hairstylists, stylists. Those that do the job and take it deeply, they're always constantly working at it, trying to find out the new hairstyles and new things. And I have a certain appreciation for them. My aunt did that work for a long, long time. Also, the pandemic. If you didn't appreciate a hairstylist before, or having a hair or a barber or anything like that, man, after the pandemic, I would hope you sure do. We were hurting. We were a rough looking bunch. Thank you, stylists. National Eat Your Jell-O Day. All you Jell-O lovers, rejoice. And Etch-A-Sketch Day. Remember those? Etch-A-Sketches were fun. My sister was really good at them. I used to drive me crazy, actually, because I could not do at all what she could do on those things. Collector Car Appreciation Day. You love your vintage cars. Today's a good day to celebrate those. Amazon Prime Day, a lot of Prime members or even non-Prime members, that use Amazon, enjoy that. More importantly to me, National French Fry Day. Oh, thank you, French fries. You glorious, wonderful thing, you. I want to look into the history of French fries. We're going to do that on the morning show, I think. I think that's what we're going to do on the morning show, yeah. Check that out. Melissa, Seth, and I will be getting you ready for your weekend, 8 to 10 this morning over at WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Go ahead and join us over there. Take a look at our National Day of Calendar for tomorrow, July 13th. National Beans and Franks Day. Enjoy those. National Barbershop Music Appreciation Day. There's still a good number of people out there enjoy that type of barbershop quartet kind of music. Wasn't never my thing, but I will say The Simpsons with the B-sharps, they did a good job. Baby on Board, I think the song was. Yeah, you knew I was going to tie it back to The Simpsons. I can figure out a way to do that with everything. I can find, forget about Kevin Bacon, I can find 6 degrees of separation with The Simpsons with anything in life. Test me. Go ahead. It's a really boring game. You don't want to test me. International Skinny Dip Day. Hello. Well, it falls on a Saturday. That's nice. Go for it. You feel good enough, and it's a good area. You're not going to offend anybody. Do your thing. It is Embrace Your Geekiness Day on Saturday. Although I think that a lot of the people that I know that fall into that category, even I do in some categories. Don't really need a day. Can't really turn it off. I gotta say, one of the cool things I think that has happened is the idea that what a nerd is or what a geek is or those kind of things, those terms don't mean what they used to. Because as it turns out, for those that don't know or anything, everybody out there is a nerd or a geek about something. You think maybe with those subjects, maybe comic books or something like that. But what it means to be a nerd is to be in, you know, really passionate and crazy about something and know a lot of details that maybe not your average person knows. Can I just point to sports for a second? Because I am crazy about sports and know a billion things about sports that I probably don't need to know. I'm a nerd about sports, nerd about love playing them, like watching them. I can be a nerd about just anything. So embrace it. And taking a look at Sunday, July 14th, it's Shark Awareness Day. I believe Shark Week's going on, I think. I'm not sure. Sharks are amazing. The history of sharks is, I think you can make the argument outside of, I think you can make the argument. Sharks are maybe the most fascinating animal on the planet. They haven't evolved. Everything on this planet's evolved in one way or another. Even we as human beings from Neanderthals and such. Sharks, they're built and like, we're good. We're good. There's nothing you could do to improve us. As long as we keep swimming, we're good. That's just impressive alone about them, let alone so many other interesting facts. How many teeth they have and how sharp a shark's tooth actually is. It's kind of interesting. National Tape Measure Day on Sunday. Ah, man. Somebody who grew up in a construction family. Very thankful for tape measures. It's also, Barn Day. Yeah. The traditional red barn has long been an iconic symbol of American farming communities. Do you know much history about it, though? I think these National Day of Calendars can be fun and everything, but the thing that I really like about them is, well, you know what? I never did look into the history of how barns were made or who made the first barn or anything. It's a human history, and I think that's fascinating, but oftentimes it's American history. Practice of barn building or building barns didn't originate in the U.S. Settlers from Europe who worked with did not originate in the U.S. settlers from Europe who worked the land, brought ideas from their home country, which influenced the type of barns that were being built at the time. Many modern barns took inspiration from the three-aisled medieval barns, also called monastic barns. The familiar English barn design was popular throughout North America. Later became even more and more popular. It's kind of interesting. And it's National Mac and Cheese Day on Sunday. Mmm, that's good stuff. Ooh, that is good stuff. I think I got to have some of that this weekend. Yeah, I think I got to do that. Enjoy your food and your time and each other this weekend, everybody. Be safe out there. Miranda Lambert's new song, Damn It, Randy, is great, but a lot of people are wondering who it's about. Well, Miranda just gave us a hint on her Instagram. It looks like her team are all hanging out in the recording studio laughing about something when Miranda says, here's the story, he wrote it about anybody that we are like, and then she lifts her up her middle finger. So there you have it. If you ever tick off Miranda, you're getting a Damn It, Randy. The best comment on this, by the way, is from Randy Hauser, who just texted, like, what did I do? What? They're actually good friends. It has nothing to do with Randy Hauser. So I'm pretty sure that this is about an ex of Miranda's. And one of the things I appreciate about her, there's a lot of, there's coming back and there's diss tracks and there's going back and forth as artists. Miranda Lambert just kind of comes out and says, you can do whatever you want. You can say what you're going to say about me. I'm going to come out. I'm going to take this care. I'm going to take care of this and take it to another level. One that you can't reach. She's amazing. Songwriter, singer, person. earlier this week, having her with the little kid that was named after her. That was one of the highlights of the week for me. I thought that was pretty cool. And she got a new song on one of the more popular albums out there right now, the Twisters soundtrack. We're going to play it for you. We ain't in Kansas anymore. Here's Miranda Lambert, new music on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Down. page. I'll swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Maybe write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. I can find a stone. Folks will be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Oh, I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down.
Don't you dare go running down my little town where I grew up, and I won't cuss your city lights. If you ain't ever took a ride around and cruised right through the heart of my town, anything you say would be a lie. We may live our lives a little slower, but that don't mean I wouldn't be proud to show you. Where I come from, there's an old plowboy out turning up dirt. Where I come from, there's a preacher man in a cowboy shirt. Where I come from, where a couple boys fight in the parking lot. No, nobody's gonna call the cops. Where I come from,
see that door right there, man, I swear that it ain't never been locked, and I guarantee that it never will. That old man right there in the rocking chair at the courthouse square, I'll tell you now, he could buy your fancy car with $100 bills. Don't let no faded overall fool you. He made his bands without one day of schooling.
There's a pickup truck with a tailgate down. Where I come from, the pine trees are singing a song of the South. Where I come from, that little white church is gonna have a crowd. Yeah, I'm pretty damn proud. Where
times when you feel like there's a sign there on your back. Says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness, I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow.
I even think about, oh, devil's always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, no, he never caught us, so. Oh, we ride to the bar by the levee. 85 jacked up square by the Chevy. Blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Sippin' on apple pie, moonshine, and I'll be gone by the morning light. Yeah, cause I've been known to write a few songs, lovin' and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, the devil's always along for the ride. We ride across state lines, rubbing two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Oh, we ride like a Harley on a two-lane, Palomino cross plane, drop her down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a Coke Buzz Light. Oh, we ride, pushing through the hard luck, looking for my giver, needle peg a 9 to 5, but that's all right, cause I'm running every red light.
Country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
I'm gonna have to
Vince Gill wrapping up our first set on the Sunrise Show here at WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. James with you, and I got some good stuff on the way from Rascal Flatts, Lady A, and it's a Friday. You know I'm going to wrap up the show playing some Toby Keith. It's all coming up for you right here on the Sunrise Show at WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
Here's what's happening on 105.5 FM.
The Central Wisconsin Cultural Center's new art exhibition, Authentic Native American Arts and Culture, opens Thursday, July 11th. This exhibition can be viewed July 11th through August 22nd, open to the public Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or book your tour by appointment. Visit culturalcenterarts.com for more information. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
CBS News Special Report.
I'm determined on running.
President Biden touched on foreign policy, his decades in the Senate, and cast his age, 81, as an asset in an almost one-hour news conference intended to stop the growing list of Democrats calling on him to abandon his campaign. But there were stumbles and gaffes.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president.
More from CBS's Skyler Henry.
Biden was asked about moves to cut the length of his workday in the debate's aftermath.
And if you looked at my schedule since I made that stupid mistake in the debate, I mean, my schedule has been full bore. I've done, where's Trump been? Riding around in his golf cart, filling out his scorecard before he hits the ball?
Right after the news conference, three more House Democrats called on him to withdraw from the race, bringing the total to 17. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
His music is timeless and inspirational. It's Josh Turner.
Better lock the door and turn.
Saturday, September 7th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Tickets are on sale now at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Rewards Club booth or by phone, 715-886-4560.
Baby, why don't we just dance?
Josh Turner, September 7th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa.
Would you go with me?
Only 21 to attend concert.
The ultimate summer adventure starts at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa during Fun on the Lake. Win a dream pontoon package courtesy of Power Pack Motorsports of Marshfield, plus $1,000 cash, or win $200 in rewards play or $500 cash as consolation prizes. Visit May 28th through June 30th and rack up points on your Rewards Club card Wednesday through Monday. See the Rewards Club booth or follow our Facebook page for details. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, the place for fun on the lake and fantastic prizes.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Step into the world of coffee and tea with James Maloff, The Sunrise Show, and From the Ground Up Coffee House. Discover the sweet, the salty, and the zany ways people love their favorite drinks. Flex your imagination, create a new coffee sensation for a chance to win free coffee. Submit your crazy drink ideas to WisCountry 1055WIRI's Facebook page with the hashtag ImaginationCoffee. Your coffee could be showcased for others to try. How do you wake up in the morning? With The Sunrise Show and From the Ground Up Coffee House.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Johnny's firing up his Coleman grill. We got 24 tall boys on the chill. Yeah, 14 of them's mine. A little Marshall took her on the radio. You know, we're just catching a little groove. Before the show, we ain't playing nothing slow at the parking lot party. A tailgate buzz just a sipping on suds. Ain't ever too early to light one up, fill up your cup. Cause ain't no party like the pre-party and after the party, the after party at the parking lot party.
Well, the opening band is doing sound check. Man, they sound pretty good. Hell, I ain't even bought no tickets yet. Yeah, but that's alright, we don't care. Cause all the pretty girls are sitting right here, kicking back in a lawn chair at the parking lot party. A tailgate buzz just a sipping on suds. Ain't ever too early to light. Ain't no party like the pre-party and after the
show's about to start, but we ain't about to leave.
Hey.
It's one hell of a time, and it's all for free at the parking lot
party.
The tailgate buzz, just a sipping on suds, ain't ever too early to light one up, fill up your cup, cause there ain't no party like the pre-party and after the party, the after party at the parking lot party. Oh yeah, now come on. Parking lot party.
Oh, they got to tow my ass out here.
Oh, I run to you.
Lady A with our Run to You on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. That's going to do it for me. I'm out. You guys have yourselves a great weekend. Be good to each other. Be safe out there and enjoy. And enjoy some Rafter baseball, everybody. We've got that over for you at WFHR. Rafters tonight hosting Lakeshore 620. Special night at the ballpark. They're going to be retiring Mel's number. Be down there for that. Saturday, you're going to be hosting Lakeshore again at 620. And on Sunday, a 3:50 start time as they'll be in Kalamazoo taking on them. It's going to be a good weekend. Enjoy yourselves. I leave you with, of course, Toby Keith, who's your daddy on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Visit him at 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The family who owns Nakusa Cafe announced the passing of Efren Pitino. His daughter is asking for prayers and privacy as they are trying to grieve. She said her dad truly fulfilled his lifelong dream of owning his own little restaurant that became a beautiful home to him. There's a service planned for Efren on Tuesday, July 18th from 9 to 11 with a viewing time, then Mass at 11 at Sacred Heart Church in Nakusa. After the church service, there will be a lunch at Olympic 2 in Wisconsin Rapids. Dexterville County Park Beach is closed due to high E. coli counts. The beach water sample collected on Wednesday prompted the closure that began yesterday. High levels of E. coli can lead to acute gastrointestinal illness in swimmers. Dexterville Beach will reopen when bacteria counts are down to a safe level. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 86 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 63. Tomorrow, sunshine with late day and evening thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, 88. It's going to be muggy, too, with a heat index in the low to mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads, Carolina. Country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads, Carolina. Yeah, she had me at Heads, Carolina.
Questions in your eyes, I know what's weighing on your mind, but you can be sure I know my part, cause I stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears, and though I'll be there.
day.